Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me, busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By, better known as the Vibe of Thrive. Thanks to all of you calling us that. If you want to find out more about us, please, please do. And sign up for our newsletter. Then you will get to find out about the show way in advance of others. And so you can do that very easily by going to www.thedrpatshow.com. Or you could go to Dr. Pat Live, drpatlive.com. Check it out. Find out what's going on. Sign up for the newsletter. Listen to the archives. By the way, they're all free. You don't have to be like a member or anything like that. And you'll get to find out about shows like today, shows that we have planned for you that address some of the leading conversations and issues right now on our planet, but do it in a way that represents hope, transformation, and abundance. Today, joining me here today, an incredible conversation. I've been waiting to have this, a regular on the Dr. Pat Show, Anna Luque. She's joining me here today because we're going to be talking about the Yogurt Health Initiative, Put Some Culture in Your Diet, and today about obesity. And so one of the things that I know is that I got to meet Anna and the Greek Gods Yogurt folks. Well, I actually met them first a number of years ago and fell in love with the yogurt. And I've shared the story about that. I've shared the story about how I tested very well to actually put that yummy stuff in my tummy. And then I met Anna, who very serendipitously got to come on the show. We got to have a conversation and do an interview together. From that point on, we partnered with the Greek Gods and with Anna Luque to present to you a series about health and wellness. Now, for those of you that haven't heard Anna on the show before, I think I've mentioned she was born in Spain. She spent most of her young growing years. She's still very young, actually. I think she could be like my daughter, Benny, so to speak.
But she could be your son.
We're not even going to go there.
No!
But the deal is she has a passion for food. She has a passion for cooking. She has a passion for health. And she has a passion to help other people. She has worked as the private chef and food coach for Hollywood celebrities, as well as other clients, teaching folks how to achieve their weight goals, how to do it effortlessly, how to have great pleasure in eating. And she's appeared on E! And on many, many other shows. And so she's joining us here today as part of a series. She's also the author of an incredible book, and if you don't have it, please write it down. You're going to want to go get it, The Yogurt Diet. She's busting the crust that people have about yogurt, about full-fat yogurt, and about what it means to be in great shape. She's joining us here today to talk about a topic that is so very near and dear to my heart, obesity. Anna, thank you for joining us today. Welcome, welcome, welcome back.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. What an introduction. I almost don't want to say anything.
Just don't say, yeah, I could be your daughter. Honestly, if you were my daughter, I'd be so proud of you. I would.
Oh, thank you so much.
I would be
thank
so
you.
Proud of you. Let's talk about this because people look at you, they've read the book or they're reading the book, they take a look at Greek God's yogurt and they think, you know, what is it that this woman, Anna Luque, what does she have to say about obesity? Why is this so important? And I've got to ask you, what is your passion around this?
Well, oh my God, so many things around it. But mostly, you know, having dealt with my own weight problems, for many years, and then, you know, finally finding the solution, going back to my Mediterranean roots, my Mediterranean diet, and not restricting myself to what I eat, but just adhering to eating very wholesome foods, very fresh, locally grown, And, of course, as part of the Mediterranean diet, we have yogurt. So including yogurt three times a day in my diet was something that finally it clicked. You know, it was like the final missing piece in the puzzle.
And you know, for many of us, and let's talk about this for a minute, because let's talk about the Mediterranean diet. You and I are very familiar. I mean, I grew up, you know, my own ethnicity, and I kind of joke about grandma in the kitchen over a big pot of spaghetti sauce. But it's more than that. I mean, people think Italian, they think spaghetti or they think pizza, but that's not it. I mean, you know, I grew up in a family, and I want to ask you about this because really we need to peel the onion around obesity for a minute. I grew up in a family where every time you sat down at the table, honestly, the table didn't exist without olive oil on it, that as an example. But, you know, we had roasted peppers, we had olives, we had so many vegetables, artichokes, so many things that were so fresh. And yes, there was olive oil. And then we go through a culture where all of a sudden, no olive oil, no fat, no this, no that. But you know what? Rarely do I remember a table filled with cookies and cakes. That was usually special. What do you make of what's happened in our society and why, as you know, growing up with this Mediterranean diet, there's so much we can learn?
Right. Well, you know, growing up in Spain, I grew up on the Mediterranean diet and I never had a problem with weight. I was actually very skinny, and if anything, that was my problem, that I was really skinny. But that was normal back then in Spain. Then I came to this country, and everything is it's processed. I was an exchange student here, and I was living in Seattle, actually, in Duval for an entire school year, and most of the food that I ate was processed and lots of sweets. Breakfast for me was a big thing of ice cream, like probably 16 ounces of ice cream with Rice Krispies.
Wow.
On it. And that was breakfast. And, you know, and lunch was not any better and dinner wasn't any better. But also what I learned is that here we get compensated by our good behavior or by, you know, or to show love with sweets. Whereas back at home, you know, love was, like you said, you know, a table full of beautiful vegetables that were just cooked with lots of love and, you know, or maybe the men went fishing in the morning with the kids and they brought fresh fish that the women cooked. So love was expressed very differently than it is here. And what I realize when I'm working with my students is that, you know, for example, with moms, making the transition of expressing love to their kids by cooking them a really incredible meal and showing them the time that they spend in the kitchen, you know, with them cooking with love. And I think that makes the connection in your brain to have a long-lasting experience throughout your life to make that connection of love and good food rather than love and junk.
And, you know, this is and it's kind of interesting to hear you even talk about this because obviously you made a switch. I mean, what happened for you to be able to say, wow, eating this pint of ice cream in the morning is probably not the direction to go? I mean, you know, what happened that sort of had the light bulb go on for you?
Well, I was doing that for an entire year and then I went back home.
Okay.
And I, you know, after I had gained 25 pounds in 9 months, which is a lot, given that I used to weigh 100 pounds then. I was 13. Well, then I went back home and I lost all the weight, but then I came back here to study, to go to college, and I was always struggling with my weight because more than anything, I was actually restricting what I was eating and I was counting calories, and my diet consisted of maybe 800 or 1,000 calories a day. And honestly, that is not the way to go because what you do is you restrict yourself in, you know, eating good foods, but then you end up binging. And that's what would happen to me. I would just end up binging on all the wrong foods because I couldn't control myself. My body needed that energy to keep going. You know, we have active lives. We're working, we're, you know, running errands around. We, you know, we have active lives, and our body asks us to put calories in there, to put energy. It's just like having a car. If you don't put gas in there, it's not going to keep going. So, you know, food for us is like gas for a car. And if you don't put that energy into your body, your body is going to tell you to put it somehow, and it's going to be all in the wrong way.
You know, one of the things that we need to really address, though, is this, the definition of obesity. But what I mean by that is, you know, to take a historical snapshot of this, you know, I'm not saying that that I grew up in a family that, you know, kind of like you. I mean, I think maybe in Spain it might have been fashionable to kind of be, you know, thin, but in Italy, not so much. And so I grew up in a family that wouldn't be considered obese, but definitely women in the family that, well, you know the story of the Italian women, curvaceous, you know, had a little flesh on the bones, but never the term obesity. And when we come back from break, Ana Luque is going to take us through this journey of then and now, and what happens in the world that kind of programs us for some of the things that might be happening, and then what we can do about it. The main idea is, what do we need to look at to remove the myth around yogurt, and how, especially Greek gods yogurt, and how they have and is playing a role in getting our metabolism back on track. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Are you tired of waking with aches and pains? Sick of taking one prescription drug after another? Would you like to take complete charge of your health? At Vitality Chiropractic, Dr. Bonnie Verhunt specializes in all-natural treatments for everything from arthritis to chronic fatigue. For information on how chiropractic can change your life, visit vitalitychiropractic.com or call 206-824-5521. And be sure to listen to Dr. Bonnie Verhunt on The Dr. Pat Show.
Do you like where your health and looks are headed? Or are you ready for a total transformation? Your dollars and days off have never been more precious, so why waste them on anything other than lasting, real rejuvenation? Sure, there are expensive spa vacations, and then there's total transformation. Join best-selling author Kat James in a gorgeous mountain setting where you'll learn the very food and self-care principles that transformed her beyond recognition, without self-deprivation. Break free from the food and beauty self-sabotage and spend 5 days with the woman Self Magazine calls a master of self-transformation. You will even celebrate the new you with a world-class makeover and photo shoot. Want a total transformation but can't afford to get away? Attend Kat's teleprogram from your home via computer or phone. Make 2009 your year for total transformation. Call us at 877-54-TOTAL or visit us at TotalTransformation.com.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfgoGreen.com. That's PerfgoGreen.com.
Is Egypt calling you? Join Dr. Friedemann Schaub and Danielle Rama Hoffman for an initiatory journey to Egypt, May 2010. Picture yourself meditating in the Great Pyramid, cruising down the Nile on a private sailing yacht, and exploring ancient temples in exclusive visits. For a journey that expands your consciousness and opens your heart, call 866-903-6463 or visit EgyptIsCalling.com.
Thanks to its listeners, Alternative Talk 1150 has become the most refreshing talk radio in our area. Now we want to hear more from you. Log on to 1150kknw.com and take a brief survey. Besides helping improve your favorite station, you'll have a chance to win an overnight trip to Victoria, BC, courtesy of the Victoria Clipper. Log on now to 1150kknw.com to be heard and to have a chance at winning. Contest details posted online.
Yes, everybody, welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. For more information about us, go to www.drpatshow.com. thedrpatshow.com. For more information about my very special guest today, Anna Luque, joining us here. You know, she is the essence of the yogurt diet. And I want to make sure you can find out more about her and her website, annaluque.com, ANALUQUE.com. I want to make sure also that you all know that Anna actually is able to get out and meet with people personally. And so we're thrilled that she is going to be in the West Coast part of this, the Pacific Northwest. That's not to say she's not in other places, but let me just give you sort of her latest itinerary. She'll be at the Admiral Metropolitan Market on June 26th, talking about the yogurt diet, creating recipes, signing books. You've got to see what she cooks up. I mean, if you are around between 12 and 1 on June 26th, write this down, 12 and 1, you have to go down there and check it out and see what she's going to create. She's hosting a seminar down there as well with the Greek Gods Tasting to follow. And if you haven't tasted the Greek Gods yogurt, once you taste it, that's going to be the end. So let's make sure you mark the calendar. And beyond that, she has become a spokesperson for the Yogurt Health Initiative, which we're going to talk about. Today's topic is obesity. And you know, Anna, I was saying, I think we should have a little history of this, of what obesity meant then, what it means now, and what some of the causes are. So again, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you, Dr. Pat. Well, the causes of obesity that have evolved in the past, I would say about 70 years, started really with things that we're not even aware of. You know, they become such part of our normal life today that we don't realize them. And one, I will say, is, for example, chlorinated water. And you say, well, how can chlorinated water be a cause of obesity? I talk about it in my book, The Yogurt Diet. And chlorinated water, we know that the reason why water is chlorinated today is because chlorine kills harmful bacteria in water, right, so that it's safer for us to drink. However, the side effect is that it also kills good bacteria in our bodies when we drink it. So when we kill the good bacteria in our bodies, that's going to promote gastrointestinal problems and our craving for sugary foods and so on, as we talked about last week with antibiotics. When we kill the good bacteria, harmful organisms grow in our gastrointestinal tract, and that will make us crave certain foods. So chlorinated water is something that we never even think about, but it's a real, real culprit of the obesity epidemic in the last 70 years. I mean, well, it started about 70 years ago, but, you know, we have seen it more about 30 years back. So that's one of the reasons for the obesity epidemic. Another one is stress. Same thing. Stress kills the good bacteria in our bodies. Lack of sleep is another one. Leptin, which is a hormone responsible for regulating body weight, is mostly produced during the time that we're sleeping. If we're not getting a good night's sleep, then that hormone, leptin, is not being produced in the quantities that it should. Obviously, another one would be diet, which we know, and antibiotics, which we talked about last week. So these are really the causes of the obesity epidemic in the past century.
And you know what's really funny about the conversation is we don't think about sleep. And I had someone say to me the other day, you know, he was saying, "Wow, I got a really good night's sleep. I got a I got a full 5 hours." And I just kind of looked at him, you know, and I thought, okay, I guess that's progress. But there are so many factors that go into this, and yet, Anna, we're just not really educated about what they are, and more importantly, what they do. And that's really what we're talking about today as well. How does the Yogurt Health Initiative play a role in this, especially around some of the foods we have as well?
Well, with the Yogurt Health Initiative, what we're doing together with the Greek Gods Yogurt is put classes. We're first going to start in Los Angeles because that's where I'm located. But we're going to put classes in Los Angeles, which are going to be very affordable for people to come and to have a forum, a support group, where they can come and learn about the real causes of why they're overweight, why they are unhealthy, and how to make those changes. And one of the most important things is to add yogurt into your diet. And if you really look at really healthy diets throughout the world, if you look at, you know, the Middle East or the Mediterranean or Indian cuisine, they all have yogurt in them.
Oh, yeah, they do.
Mm-hmm. And you see that they're healthy, they live really long lives, and then they're also thin. So, you know, after writing the book and doing all the research that I did for many, many years, it's incredible, all the information that's out there, the scientific research, and all the scientific research that keeps coming out every day in the media. For example, I have something that came out on May 29th, and this says that a new study shows probiotics linked to metabolism. And in this study, this particular study, it says that they observed that one biological change was in how the mice metabolized bile acids. Now, the primary function of bile acids is to emulsify fats in the upper part of the gastrointestinal tract. So if probiotics influences the way bile acids are metabolized, they could change the amount of fat the body can absorb. And this is something that I talk about in the yogurt diet in the book, how the probiotics in yogurt help to metabolize fats, help to metabolize and digest other foods as well, so that they, you know, they don't make you gain weight, but they assist you in absorbing all the vitamins, all the minerals into your body without harming it and adding extra calories.
I think that is kind of the breakthrough information we're having. I mean, some of these the studies that are being done now are really leading edge, so that we're concerned about obesity in this country. I mean, we're really concerned about it. I saw a snippet last night, and I don't know how I saw it, because I don't watch the news, but there was a snippet that kind of flashed by on television, and it talked about the heaviest child in the country, you know, exceeding 400 and some pounds. And the good news was that this youth was, you know, on the way to losing weight. The amazement is that we could actually get to that size at that young age.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And the food industry, the dieting industry is not helping us out. You go to the supermarket and you find all these, you know, low-calorie, low-fat products. It is such a mistake to be eating low-fat products. You know, as this one particular study that I mentioned, the probiotic bacteria in yogurt helps to metabolize those fats. So, you know, not only are you eating a really incredible product when you eat yogurt with fat, like Greek God's yogurt, but also the bacteria that's in there, it's metabolizing that fat to be healthy for you, because when bacteria metabolizes fat, it turns it into short-chain fatty acids, which are a necessary chemical or nutrient to your body to fuel every cell in your body, especially your brain, the energy in your brain cells, and so on. So when we go to the supermarket and we're looking for, you know, for a yogurt in the dairy aisle, we start looking and we start comparing at the fat content, the calories, and so on. And it is such a mistake to buy a yogurt that is low in fat. We should be eating a yogurt that is high in fat. And if you go to the Mediterranean and you see those thin people, you will see that they are eating tons of cheese, which is mostly fat, tons of yogurt with a fat. They don't eat any low-fat products over there, but yet we're thin. And the secret here is to have a balanced gut flora, a balanced probiotic bacteria throughout your gastrointestinal tract, which is going to help you to metabolize that fat.
When we look at our lives and we look at our day, we certainly do have to get past the psychological issues around fat. And that's what I think we're doing on this show, because you and I have talked offline a lot about this. We have, over the past, I would say, the past 20 years, we have set up a platform to basically program ourselves to non-fat. I mean, we have. products, low fat, no fat, dressings, ice creams. I mean, this is the programming. And now it's time for us to re-educate ourselves, isn't it?
Right. Now, and here's the problem. I mean, if you really look historically, as we eat less fat, as that campaign, the low-fat campaign started, we're getting bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah, it's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, that should tell us something.
This is how you and I, we don't even have to be like researchers, right? Like big scientist people, although both of us do that. It's just when you look at this in common sense and you say, what has been sort of a catalyst for this? And we take a look at what's happened in the food industry and the change, right? What's happened in the way that we think about fat and food, huge change. And now we think about here we are today. So you're on a mission, and we're thrilled that we're joining you with this. When we come back, we're going to be talking about responsibility. Whose responsibility is it? And, you know, the youth that I referred to, I think her name is Jessica, and I'll get that information and get it back to you. But I feel so sad for so many people. My sister passed away at over 450 pounds. So believe me, I get the struggle. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show and Anna Luque.
Hi, I'm Bettina Carey, founder of Women in Small Biz Shows and Events. And I may be only 4'9" and a half, but what I do is big. Dream big, break through, and connect with powerful women just like you. Jump into action and gain a powerful new attitude in business, leadership, and life. Join us at the second annual Women's Empowerment Summit, where women of real power unite, June 12th and 13th at the W Seattle Hotel. Register today at womensempowermentsummit.com. Sponsored by MoneyTree.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek Gods Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek Gods yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek Gods yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek Gods popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek Gods kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Bella Genza Extraordinary Hair Care provides a complete line of natural professional products. Your hair is your number one accessory, so make sure you treat it right with the finest blend of natural food-grade fusion ingredients. Bella Genza provides you with a luxurious experience and high-quality ingredients in a base of aloe and plant juices. Visit BellaGenza.com and receive 10% off when you order online. Just enter Dr. Pat, D-R-P-A-T. That's BellaGenza.com. BellaGenza.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick offers the 2009 Good Timing Guide so you can know the divine plan of the day. This color-coded guide provides good timing for all your important actions. And the last books are on sale now. To order, call 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. Or go to AskMadeline.com. That's AskMadeline.com.
Larry King listens to him, and even Oprah listens to him. And now you can listen and see him live at Benaroya Hall. Genesis Global Spiritual Center welcomes Michael Bernard Beckwith to Seattle on June 16th to celebrate an evening of miraculous change. Change your life from fear to faith, from lack to prosperity, and from loneliness to community. Get your tickets today to see Michael and his wife, Ricky, weave together a tapestry of inspiration and insight that will change you forever. For tickets, go to changingnowforever.org.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Anna Luque is joining us here today. She is a spokesperson for health and wellness and is on a mission along with the Greek Gods yogurt. And we want to make sure that you all have lots of information. Most importantly, if you want to find out the details of the series we're doing and some of the suggestions we're making, it's all covered in Anna's book, The Yogurt Diet, which is available just about anywhere. So you can, you know, get a copy of it. And basically, you'll hear so many of the things we're talking about. You know, we do this show with Anna. We talk about articles. We're bringing scientific studies to the conversation. So this is more than just she and I having a conversation of why things are important. We're going to be bringing you the latest information, what's happening out there. But most importantly, we're going to be bringing solutions. You know, why things make sense, what you can do, how you can help your kids. And so, Anna, I want to thank you so much for joining us here today on the show. There's so much we're planning to talk about this year. And we also want to thank the Greek gods, yogurt, for, first of all, having the insight to create a yogurt that not only is delicious, but is so jam-packed with good stuff that it's irresistible. And then when you couple that with why it's good for you, that becomes the story in itself. So, you know, Anna, I mean, we've talked about this before, but there is a reason that you decided to work with the Greek gods. And I think we need to mention that, because this is a bigger conversation than it's just yogurt. You had the opportunity to work with yogurt people, period, but you picked them for a reason. Why is that?
Right. Well, in my research to find a yogurt while I was working, because you know, originally I was recommending to make people their own yogurt at home, but not everybody can do that. A lot of people travel throughout the country or the world, and they can't always make their own yogurt. So I had to find a good quality yogurt that had all the properties that a good yogurt should have, you know, as close to what you can make at home. And so I researched all the yogurts that we can find here in this country, and the Greek gods yogurt was the one that I was most impressed with. And the results that I found with my clients, my students, when they ate this yogurt in combination with all the other foods, I mean, it's just been incredible. And one of the reasons why I love this yogurt is, one, I will say it's because it has the fat content. That is extremely important to me, and I will not compromise with the fat. And the other one is the really high bacterial content that is in yogurt, there in their yogurt. There is 20 billion, so billion with a B, bacterial cells in a 6-ounce cup of yogurt.
Yeah.
Of Greek gods.
That's a huge number. It's 20 billion. I think we have to be really clear about this. It's
20 billion.
20 billion, right. Mm-hmm. In 6 ounces.
In a
little 6-ounce cup. And, you know, what's so cool about that is that, you know, not only have I looked at this, and I actually love it because I'm not allowed to, I've shared this, I'm not allowed to have wheat, or I'm not allowed, my body just can't handle wheat or gluten. And so I've shared with you how I've used the yogurt in to make gravy, so to speak, for a pot roast or chicken, you know, where people would cook up flour and all this other stuff. And people want to know, they want to know, wow, what did you do to this? And I'm like, no, it's big a secret. Listen to the show. But, you know, but part of this is really getting back to the basics and really busting through some of the myths. Now, let's talk about this in terms of the initiative that you have put together and why the initiative is so important. What is it that's so important about the initiative? But why is taking responsibility also part of your message?
Well, really the message that we want to send is to create a yogurt culture in America, to put some culture in your diet. So not just the culture, you know, that you are going to learn and you're going to acquire that knowledge, but also to put probiotics in your body. You need that good bacteria. And like I mentioned earlier, with the changes that have happened in our society in the past 70 years, we have become so sterile. We are depleting that bacteria that we are supposed to have in our gastrointestinal tract. So one mission that I have with the Yogurt Health Initiative is to make sure that yogurt is served at every single hospital in this country. And I know that's a big, ambitious mission, but that's what needs to happen. Because usually when you go to the hospital, well, one, you're already sick to begin with, but why are you sick? You know, you could have had an accident, but a lot of people go in there because they have autoimmune disorders, they have some type of infection, and so on. Now, when you come into the hospital with an injury or with a disease, a lot of times, right away, you're given antibiotics. That makes your gastrointestinal tract completely sterile, which gives room for harmful microorganisms to grow. And usually people who go to the hospital and come back out, they never, ever feel the same. They say, I don't know what happened. You know, I had surgery for this, or I went in with some infection, you know, and they told me take antibiotics to cure it. It was cured in, you know, it seemed like that was cured, but then I've had all these other problems since then. Well, you need to eat yogurt when you eat antibiotics. That should be a must in this country. It should be, you know, it should go hand in hand with a prescription of antibiotics. Antibiotics and yogurt, probiotic yogurt at the same time. So that's one of the missions that I'm on for hospitals. And the other one would be also for schools. Right now, there's a whole controversy of serving milk in schools. And I can understand, because a lot of kids are lactose intolerant, or some kids are,
an allergy or something.
Some type. I was trying to think of the word, the protein in milk. Caffeine.
Right.
Caffeine intolerant. You know, but when you consume yogurt, all those problems go away. People who are lactose or caffeine intolerant, they have no problem when they consume yogurt, but they see the effects when they drink milk.
That's my case. I mean, honestly, and you know, I actually had myself tested for it. Dr. Darvish actually did the test, and I was amazed, because if you pretty much test me for just about every dairy product on the market, it's a no-go. And I miss dairy, honestly. But when I was tested, and actually this happened in public at the Northwest Women's Show in front of the Greek Gods group booth, I tested well for the honey, the Greek Gods honey yogurt. And I didn't really understand it, but I got to tell you, I didn't really care, because I just went like, okay, I'm eating. It's a mystery to most people, but how does that work scientifically?
Well, the reason why we become lactose intolerant or even caffeine is because we lack the enzymes to digest the, well, let's focus on the lactose, so to digest the lactose. Now, naturally, the human body all by itself cannot digest lactose. Either way, if you're lactose intolerant or not lactose intolerant, the human body alone cannot digest lactose. We depend 100% on bacteria and the bacterial enzyme to digest lactose. So when we deplete that bacteria in the gastrointestinal tract, we lose that ability to digest lactose. So when we eat yogurt, the yogurt has already pre-digested that lactose, also the fat and also the protein for us. So everything is pretty much pre-digested for us. And also, because the bacteria has pre-digested it, they have also produced enzymes. So yogurt is not only full of bacteria, but it's also full of a number of enzymes that will keep replenishing in your gastrointestinal tract every time that you eat a good quality yogurt. So that's how you can regain the ability to digest lactose. So after you have eaten yogurt for a while, and studies show that after 3 weeks eating yogurt three times a day, you can start to reintroduce milk little by little.
Wow. I want to make sure that those of you know, you can call in. We'd love to get your comments. We'd love to get your questions. Give us a shout toll free, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. And, you know, for the first caller that does call in with a question, we've got a copy of the Yogurt Diet book for you, 1-800-930-2819, with your comment, with your question. You know, Anna, every day you must wake up and you must think, what am I going to do today? You must think to yourself, how am I going to continue to take this message out into the world? What does it mean for us to do that? And so from your perspective, what excites you most about your life and your world today?
Well, curing people. It's magic to see people cure themselves from disease just by eating wholesome foods and including probiotic yogurt in their diet. And that's what makes me get up every morning.
Mm. Wow. We're going to take your comments and question 1-800-930-2819. Please, if you're put on hold, do not hang up. That's, you're going to hear the show. That means we've got you on hold and we're going to get you. 1-800-930-2819. And we will give you a copy of the book for your question. So give us a shout. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Margaret McElroy is an internationally recognized psychic, medium, and gifted spiritual teacher, graduating hundreds of students from five continents, a popular magazine and newspaper clairvoyant from nearly a dozen publishing houses. She's authored eight books and hosted syndicated radio shows on over 30 stations around the world. Margaret says there's never been such a thirst for metaphysical knowledge. Check out her website at margaretmcelroy.com. That's Margaret, MCELROY.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Integrative practitioners, are you looking to improve your holistic approach to wellness? Develop the health coaching skills your clients need. The Center for Integrative Health has made earning your health coaching certificate accessible and in a format designed with you in mind. Completely online, the one course a month format allows you to focus on both your clients and your education. You can complete the certificate in as little as 8 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University System Center for Integrative Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org. Or call 800-NATUNIV to learn more. That number again is 800-NATUNIV.
It's a new day. Join intuitive coach Dawn Marie Stansfield every Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific right here on KKNW AM 1150. Dawn Marie focuses on the self-empowerment of individuals by examining present-day circumstances. She offers practical tools you can use to help overcome difficult situations and move forward on your life path. Learn more at dawnsvision.com and catch It's a New Day with Dawn Marie Stansfield, Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific.
In the world of Amelina, our commitment is to making the time spent with us an interlude to be remembered and treasured. The best gift is the gift of health. Give it to yourself and valued others. Amelina International Day Spa is located in downtown Seattle and Yakima Valley. Visit our website at amelina.com. That's spelled UMMELINA.com. Or call 206-624-1370.
Spit the file, huh, and get rubbered up style. Cause your body won't move if you can't feel a groove. So Kate Boogie had the show improve. Hey, now we're feeling the vibe.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. For more information about us, go to www.thedrpatshow.com. For more information about my guest, Anna Luque, go to her website, www.annaluque.com, A-N-A-L-U-Q-U-E. com. And Benny, I know we've been getting a couple calls in here, so what do we got going on, dude?
We've got Renee. She's got a comment for Anna. Renee.
Hi, Renee. Hi. Thank you, Anna Luque. I just want to thank you for somebody like myself that has a modest counseling little business here. I use your products all the time with the yogurt, and I do try to make some of my own sometimes. And I just tell you, for you to be getting the word out and, you know, getting the right choice of product, I just wanted to say thank you.
Thank you so much, Renee. I really appreciate it.
It's really great to be able to have your ability to get out to the masses and tell, you know, talk to everybody in regards to how important it is to have fats in our diet, just for the reasons that you're stating today. So I was just thrilled and wanted to call in and thank you both very much.
Renee, thank you. I wanted to ask you a question because I think it's so cool when folks call in, listeners such as yourself call in and can relate not only with the topic, but can relate to what Anna's work is about. I want to ask you, how would you describe Anna Luque's work, and how would you describe what she's been doing for people such as yourself, along with the Greek gods?
Well, I tell you, Anna Luque's work is something that I would like to be doing on a full-time basis all the time, is getting people educated in regards to the biochemistry that's going on in their body. And this way, they are able to take full control of themselves and their responsibilities to their bodies, and simply just passing that word, living with love, just like that. So that's what I feel.
Well, thank you so much for calling
in. And I appreciate you asking me the question, and just love your programming, Dr. Pat. As you know, I've called in before. So thank you so much. And I want to make sure that I give way for other callers. Bye for now.
Thank you. Bye, Renee. Thank you.
Renee.
I mean, Anna, I mean, didn't Renee pretty much say it all? I mean, isn't that cool that people so appreciate you and your work and understand the power in it?
Yeah, and this is, I mean, I see what she's saying. You know, I would love to get up every day to do the kind of work that you do. It's, you know, it's magic. Every one of my days is magic because I get to do this work. And important, you know, what's very important is that people let me do this work with them.
It is. And, you know, one of the things you ask about is, you ask the question, can you stand the challenge? And I want to talk to you about what that means, because this really is us putting out a word for people to take the challenge. I mean, right. We're really talking about the yogurt challenge, the health challenge, whatever it is. But we're really asking people to get on board, aren't we?
Yep.
What would you say to people that are sitting there sort of at the edge of their seat thinking, wow, you know, I love what she's saying. I love Renee calling in. But what is this going to mean to me? What would you say to them?
Well, something that Renee said is that to take responsibility, and that's what I mean by are you ready to stand to the challenge of taking responsibility for your own health? Because that's really the number one rule. We need to take responsibility for ourselves. We cannot blame the food companies. We cannot blame, you know, the advertising. We cannot blame any of that. We need to first look at ourselves and say, where can I start making a change? And as simple as starting to eat yogurt, that is something that will get you into the challenge.
It's very easy. GreekGodsYogurt.com is the website if you want to find out more about them, because they got all sorts of yummy flavors. GreekGodsYogurt.com. I got another message coming in through the instant message forum that asks you to cover the topic of candida.
Oh, well, it's covered in the book. If you get the book, The Yogurt Diet, it's very extensively talked about. We don't have enough time right now to talk about it. But we do have a show coming up that will talk extensively about it.
Oh, so good. We're going to be like a nail biter. We're going to wait until that happens. So let's talk a little bit about your upcoming appearance and also the things you're going to be doing in California. I know it's one thing to do a radio show, and it's another thing to write a book, but you're actually getting out there up close and personal with people. Tell us a little bit about that forum and how fun and juicy that's going to be. What are you going to be cooking up?
Well, that's a surprise. But it's going to be absolutely delicious. We're cooking things from or recipes from the book, The Yogurt Diet. And what we want to show our audience is that, you know, even though it's called The Yogurt Diet, it's nothing about dieting. You will see how much food you actually can eat. And that's the trick in staying healthy and staying with a healthy weight, to eat enough foods that will maintain all of the nutrients that your body needs so that you will not be craving junk food.
And one of the things that I want to make sure everybody knows, and let me mention it again, Anna, I know you're going to be giving out more information about where you're going to be and all of the different venues. You're going to be a bit, you're busy. You're going
I'm
to
busy,
be busy.
I've been traveling a lot, all over the world, really.
It's good. I want to make sure for those of you that want to find out more, you can go to Anna Luque's website, annaluque.com. For those of you that are in the Pacific Northwest, you're going to want to find out more or at least hold the date of June 26th, and you're going to want to mark the calendar to get there kind of, you know, right before noonish. Noon to, I think, 1 p.m. So seminar, Greek Gods tasting, recipes, book signing. And that's at the Admiral Metropolitan Market, 2320 42nd Ave Southwest, 2320 42nd Ave Southwest. And also between 4 to 6 p.m., Anna's going to be hosting a book signing as well, a Greek God stamp. Just a lot and lots and lots of information. You know, Anna, as we wrap this segment up, I think it would be a good idea for us to summarize what the initiative is about and what your personal message is for people today.
Well, what the initiative is about, again, I will reinstate it, is to create a yogurt culture in America. And I wanted to point out the incredible work that the Greek Gods Yogurt is doing, because they are really the force supporting me to make this a reality. Just with myself, this would not be possible. And they're so committed to people in this country becoming healthy and lowering their, you know, their payments for their health insurance and having happier lives because they can go out and run with their kids and not be sick all the time and feel beautiful. And, you know, really their commitment to health is extraordinary.
It is. And, you know, you really get their purpose and commitment when you sit down and you meet with them. We're actually, I have to tell you, the Dr. Pat Show is proud to be part of this journey. You know, for sure, my passion and commitment to making sure that all of us live a very healthy and prosperous life. Thank you so much, Anna, for joining us here today. Any tips you want to give us for today so that we could carry with us until next time?
Whenever you eat with love and have 3 servings of yogurt, Greek Gods yogurt a day.
I love that. Eat with love. That brings me back to some family time. Anna Luque, everybody. www.annaluque.com. AnnaLuque.com. For more information about the Dr. Pat Show, check us out, www.thedrpatshow.com. And remember to take the survey. You can certainly go to do that. We appreciate you taking that survey because it helps us know about you, what you care for, what you want to do differently. What's the website for that, Mr. B?
Sure. Visit KKNW's website at 1150kknw.com. Main page there, you'll see a big old check mark. Click on that, and it's going to take you right down the avenue to fill out the survey. And once you do that, it enters you in for a chance to win a trip on the Victoria Clipper to Victoria, BC for an overnight stay at the Fairmont Hotel.
And Benny and I and even Anna are not allowed to enter.
I know, right?
Not allowed.
Fair.
I know.
Fair.
Well, she just got back from vacation. So everyone, make sure you have a fabulous, fabulous day. The yogurt way. Wow, I just made that up. Fabulous, fabulous day. The yogurt way. And Anna Luque, of course, thank you for joining us here on the show. Everybody remember, the health is in your hands. Your health is in your hands. Your legacy of how you live your life. All of this and much more. Remember, you can do it. We'll see you next time.